survive if I let you.
He is the human suplex machine.
Now Taz is dominating the audio world with his award-winning human podcast machine.
Welcome.
Hey, this is the Fantasy Draft Edition. I love this reaction show.
Right for the celebrity edition of HPM.
The human podcast machine.
Try to keep up.
You're not afraid of a little competition, are you?
This is Taz, the human podcast machine.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Human Podcast Machine. It's a special fantasy draft edition, FDE. I'm big into the acronyms and the letters. Everything's FTW, HPM, HPMTAZ, TAZSHOW. There's all sorts of acronyms.
That was a spelling.
Yeah, correct. That was Seth's voice you heard. Sorry for that to all you listeners and our special guest. There wouldn't be a fantasy draft without the lead dog, the head man, the new hot property on the podcast market, especially here at Play.it. And he's Professor Vegas of the Sports Gambling Podcast, Mike Tenay. Mike, hello, my friend.
Well, let me add one more. How about SMT? You know what that stands for?
No.
Screw Mike Tenay. Because I've been up since 5 o'clock Pacific. Now all of a sudden we're rolling at 7:30 a.m., 2.5 hours later. And you know, I had that time to break out my iPad, and I Googled a producer's job description. And in particular, if you go to Google, it says it right on there. Screw Mike Tenay's appearances because of technical difficulties at all times. SMT.
Well, I got to tell you, Mike, on this one, I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to defend Seth. This was not his fault. I am sorry that we had this hold up. You know that. We've communicated. I'm trying to stay calm and jovial. Pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy man that grins.
Serenity now.
Yes, serenity now. I almost went crazy here in the corporate office. See, so as you know, Mike, my show is not done at some radio station. It's done at the corporate office. So let's take this guy who is this crazy pro wrestler for all these years and throw him in with all the corporate people. That's nice.
Oh, that works.
Yeah. But before we get rolling, I also want to talk about my sponsors. And I'm sure with the success of your show, you're starting to get a lot of sponsors now, right, Mike?
Oh, they're lining up. Matter of fact, I'm looking right here. They're lined up outside the front door. Hold on, guys. Hold on. I'll be right with you. I've got, right after this podcast. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'm pretty sure that my good friends will become your good friends, Mike. And that's my crew over at Adorama, man. Adorama, it's not just a camera store, Mike. Right here in the heart of New York City, they got a great website, adorama.com/tradeup. Once you go to this website, search around, look around, buy something, adorama.com/tradeup. They got this special going on, Mike. It's unbelievable. You save $100, bro. A hundy, a C-note, some cabbage, no matter what you want to call it.
I thought it was just a camera store, but you see how wrong I was?
You were wrong, and I'm going to show you even more how wrong you are, because check this out. You can save $100 when you upgrade any old notebook or desktop computer to a new Dell computer with Windows 10 powered by Intel. The Windows trade-up, Mike, this is a big deal. This event is for a limited time only. Some restrictions may apply. So Adorama.com/tradeup is the way to go. And check it out. You can even save another $100 off with the exclusive bundles and Microsoft Office deals. So the bottom line is you got to hurry to Adorama.com before these guys come to their senses. Don't give any more savings. Adorama is located at 42 West 18th Street between 5th and 6th Avenues. Okay, or online at Adorama.com. Adorama, much more than a camera store. Adorama.com/tradeup. Get on that, Tanae. You know what I'm saying?
That's $200 that I can use to gamble on football?
Of course.
Count me in.
Speaking of football, before we get into the fantasy draft with our current updated makeover top 10 wrestlers right now, I got the big draft tonight, Wednesday. I got the big draft here. I know Seth had his draft on Sunday, the fantasy draft football.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know how Seth did it. He didn't tell me yet. I want to hear about that while we have you on the hook, Mike. But I need some, I don't know what to do. I think I know what I'm going to get in my running back spot. But the quarterback thing, Mike, I'm thinking Aaron Rodgers, if I can get him, he's the guy, right?
Well, Aaron Rodgers or Mr. Luck in Indianapolis would be the top two choices when it comes to quarterbacks. But You know, it's one of those things where for years people have always said, concentrate on the running back as your first pick. And I'm not exactly sure that that's the case anymore. I can tell you that coming up on the new Professor Vegas podcast, it drops every Thursday. You know, this is National Fantasy Football Weekend upcoming. We're going to have a Fantasy Island segment on the show with Matt Camp from Bleacher Report and Sirius Radio. And we're going to ask him exactly that, about that dilemma. Do you go running back? Do you go wide receiver? Do you pull the trigger early on a quarterback? We'll find out. That's on the Professor Vegas podcast upcoming this week. How's that for a nice plug?
That was very subtle. Subtle as a brick.
It's like an anvil falling out of the sky.
Tell you this right now. You said, I've heard this actual segment, this Fantasy Island. That's an interesting, that's a pretty good little spot you got there on your podcast, Mike. I like that.
I tell you what, it's just one of those things it's almost like organic, the way that thing has taken off, and it has. And it's a perfect segment to go along with the other aspects of the show that we have. And you know, I know you talked about a major announcement that I was going to make on the show, and I just wanted to say,
Champ, slow down before you upcut me.
I just wanted to go back and say congratulations on the new Daily Show. I got upset right at the top about the technical difficulties. Very well deserved. Although I must question the choice of your quote unquote co-host.
Yes, I agree. Oh. Well, wait, you call him a co-host?
Well, I don't know. That's what the press release said. You signed off on that? Am I the only one that reads the press release?
No, I think a lot of people read it. I mean, I don't know. Seth's closing his eyes right now.
I'm tagging my heels together. Say, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Really don't know. It's called the Taz Show. I'm Taz,
right?
I'm not.
You're not, right? And I don't know. I didn't know I had a co-host. I mean, I saw a press release. I mean, Seth was on an email. There was some email sent. I don't know. You want to explain how you got this role?
Really? You really want? Really? You really want to talk about this?
Mike's our guest. He wants to know.
I read the press release,
Mike. You want me to? I don't BS. Here's what happened. It was on the press release.
Here we go.
Look, you know who I work with. I saw that in press release. I almost fainted in my kitchen. I was like, oh my God, I'm dead. So I emailed properly. I said, I'm not the co-host. I emailed him. Taz actually wrote me back. No problem. Everyone else signed off on it. I let the person know who wrote it that I'm not. And then it went out. And that's the truth.
How did they get this info that you... They just, the people at marketing and promotions, you know what I mean, Mike? How's that happen?
If I had a flag, I'd throw it.
Talk to Corey.
Quite honestly, I don't see. So it just naturally, he was the co-host, had nothing to do with it. You didn't sign off on it.
He saw it.
Well, no, I didn't sign.
He saw it after it was written.
Right. They said all these complimentary things about me and my career and about the show. What am I supposed to say to CBS? Oh, by the way, I'm an egomaniac. This guy's not my co-host.
I mean, come on. And I kind of like this body slams and beyond. So the way it's all encompassing and much better than Seth's idea for the show. What did he have? He had like suplexes and cannolis. I mean,
that's good,
body
Mike.
Slams and beyond. Come on, Seth. Pile drivers and potatoes? It doesn't work.
Hey,
body
received,
slams and beyond is perfect.
I've received pile drivers and given potatoes. That's all I'm going to tell you. So, look, it's an announcement, right? So, before we get into the actual fantasy draft, so I want to make this announcement right here, make it formal. And, you know, Mike and I chatted yesterday. Seth, sorry I didn't have you in the conversation. You are the co-host.
Usually you'd have the co-host in the loop.
You have my permission to go forward. It's all right.
Thanks, Seth. So, yeah, so this is what I'd like, Mike. You know, I'd like to have, if you're down with it, I'd like to offer you an official segment, on the Taz Show, once we're rocking and rolling, September 14th. I mean, a pretty good segment I got in mind. We talked about a little bit. I'll put you on the spot. In or out, what's the deal?
So, in other words, the pay grade is exactly the same for these fantasy drafts.
Yeah, we're going to discuss about in about 8-9 months the pay grade.
So, yeah. Well, of course I'm in. How could I say no?
Nice.
To have the opportunity to work with, I mean, another show with Seth?
Yeah.
How could I turn that down?
Why wouldn't you? He told me, Mike, don't tell him I said this, Dad. Your show sounds so great because of him. Your podcast. That's what he said.
See, now that's the one thing. Have you heard Seth on any of the first four Professor Vegas podcasts?
No, and that's
not
why everyone loves the show.
Peep.
It's a great show. That's why.
Not a peep.
Not a peep. Peep. Yeah, you see, I got to tell you, man, you and I have made this. He's a jobber. Seth is a jobber. He knows he's a jobber. And we've made this guy stop. People tweet me, Taz, you suck. We love Seth. It's unbelievable how much people love this guy.
Well, and it is amazing. I did actually receive some information directly from the Twitter people, though.
Uh-oh.
And I understand that Seth is being... Yeah, let me check here. He's being awarded... The fastest retweet of anybody's compliment or any tweet that mentions his name or Twitter handle.
Bingo. Bingo.
Guilty.
I just wanted to point that out. It's a nice award, I think.
Seth, this is the thing. I'm glad Mike said. See, this is the problem you have. I'm open with my audience. That's why people love the show, because I'm honest. I'm not like these other guys that's going to give a load of bullshit. Okay, so here's the thing, bro. You, Seth, you retweet and tweet stuff whenever it's something. You have an agenda. That's something to do with you. Oh, yes. Yes.
I retweeted Mike's show.
No.
Any coincidence after all these retweets? Now he's a co-host, moving up. God. Little knife in the back. Here's like twist to the right.
So transparent. It's so transparent.
Thank you.
I'm riding you guys' coattails all the way to the
what
top.
A bunch of BS. What you're a worker. Mike, worker. This guy is a worker.
I just said I'm riding your coattails.
Two guys you think you're talking
to. I said I'm riding your coattails.
You're going to work me and today. You think that's going to work?
No.
Yeah, it's not.
Right.
Okay, I figured you out months ago, G.
Damn it.
Relax.
I thought I had you. My evil plan to take over.
You're not funny, okay? So it's I got people attacking me on Twitter. Well, not people ripping me. And they'll mention Seth, you suck the show. And then he don't even say nothing. He don't reply. He says nothing.
Because I do. You'll yell at me.
But I drop one show. I say, hey, we did a fancy draft. Seth will be on there with me and tonight. And boom, he's retweeting instantly. Instantly, Mike. Instantly.
He's got the award. Henry J. Twitter just sent it to me. Exclusive information.
Top 10 today. Who's your number 10? Do you have any things you want to air any grievances about this current wrestle list? Or do we want to discuss the past current list 10? What do we want to do here?
Well, did I actually officially agree to do the segment on your show? The new daily show.
You said you're in, bro. I got a lot.
I'm in. But I mean, do you think? Can we talk about it at all? Would we just wait and spring it on him?
Well, I did talk a little. You heard? I got Jim Ross is going to do a segment too. You heard about that, right?
That's tremendous.
That's huge, right?
Huge.
So, with JR, we're going to kind of do like going into the weekend. You know, talking about college football, not fantasy, college football and NFL football. And I think you and I, as we discussed, I think we're taking the word fantasy. I think we'll do like a fantasy football as we discuss, or fantasy sports kind of update. What's a better way to put it, Mike, in your terms?
I like that thought. So, sort of a fantasy update every week. We'll bring you all the latest news on injuries, potential replacements for those players. We'll talk about who's overachieving, who's underachieving. But as you pointed out to me yesterday, most importantly, we're going to break down your fantasy football team each and every week as you compete for. How much money is it now that you're competing for in your league?
Well, Mike, that stuff's not really important. I mean, what are you laughing at, Seth? You're snickering. What are you laughing at?
Mike makes me laugh.
I'm in a league.
Glad I do that.
I'm in a league with my son. I did it last year with some of the guys, the high school guys.
Oh, this is the one where you called me on the phone and bragged that you killed them, I believe you said.
Killed them
and
all
I asked about the competition. It was your son. You know, a very educated young man, no question about that. And then, like average age of the rest of the group, about 13 and a half, 14?
No. There's 16 to 17.
Okay.
All high school athletes committed D1, and they're all athletes, legit athletes, but I killed them all. Don't matter. I just crushed them.
Damn, you were proud.
Yeah, and I'm going to crush them again this year. We're going to rock and roll again, and I'm in this draft, and you know what? The pot, $20. Now, I'm not going to teach the kids how to gamble. That's wrong of me, you know?
Oh, boy.
Sure. Right. Boy, they call that high-stakes fantasy right there.
You're a role model. It's not about the money, Mike. It's about the enjoyment. To me, it's fantasy, you know?
Right.
About the enjoyment, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll try and take that fantasy and pay your mortgage with it.
Well, that's it, man. See, that's the thing with you, Mike. With your podcast, with your sports gambling pot, you're surrounded on a regular basis with degenerates. So
that's the beauty of the show. I mean, what else am I selling?
Of
Have
course.
You not seen my tweet? My tweets say, Tanay talks to bookies and gamblers. Sound interesting? If so, you're on board. If not, back of the line.
I told my wife, you know, she's a big fan of you, right? So she said, how's my show?
She's the one.
So she's the one. And I when I first told her what it was going to be about, she goes, can he do that? Like that? So, I'm like, well, he
banned
is.
In 49 states. Only in Nevada
yep.
is he allowed to That's talk to it. Bookies and gamblers on the phone.
It's tremendous. So, yeah, you're in. We'll do that thing. You good with that, right? A little fantasy update, Schnabitz, Fernum type gimmick?
Count me in. I mean, come on, to be mentioned in the same breath as right. yourself and JR. Come on, Thank count
you.
Me in.
I just got to come up with a name. I'll let you know. Maybe we'll spring it on you during the show. We'll come up with a name for the
Perfect.
Segment. You know what I mean?
Perfect. Count me in.
Something cool. I'll think of something. I'm good with that, you know, kind of stuff. I come up with stuff pretty good. So,
oh yeah.
Genius.
I'm a genius.
Geniusing.
All right, there we go. 10. Boom. Here we go. Mike, who is your guest? The order of events here. For those that are new, Mike today will go first. Seth will go second. I forgot his name. I was called the Jobber. And then
I,
Taz, the main eventer, will go last. And again, this is basically top 10, our opinions. These are just our opinions. We don't share the list with each other. For those that are new to this,
they'll know that shortly.
Oh, they will. We don't share the list. And this is top 10 current wrestlers. We did this months ago. This is an update on it because it's got changed. I think we should start doing this maybe quarterly.
I agree.
I just felt like saying the word quality. I sound like a lawyer. All right, Tanay, who's your 10?
And I'm really interested to see the differences from the selections that we had back in January. Now fast forward 8-9 months to see how we've had different opinions on things. One guy that I have in the number 10 slot, he was on my list last January as well. And whether you put this guy into a situation where he's being booked as a tag team wrestler, a singles wrestler. He brings it each and every night. The nickname, the It Factor, definitely works because he has that It Factor, whether it's his overall work, his promo ability, his look. The guy looks like a world heavyweight champion. Number 10 for me, Bobby Roode.
Can't go wrong with the It Factor. Huge fan of Roode. Interesting. Any of any grievances with that, Seth?
No, you can't argue Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode's the man. I don't remember where we had.
I think you had him number one last time.
Close there. No, I'm well, Roode's on my list. Let's just put it that way. But yeah, I mean, Bobby's great. There's no doubt about that. He's definitely great. And Mike, you've called just about all his matches, TNA matches, right?
Yeah, many, many of them up until the last year or so, and he's just one of those guys that always delivers. The tag team with Aries, terrific. Now, of course, Aries has gone away from TNA in the course of the past couple of weeks or months here.
Any guys left at TNA? I don't know.
Bobby Roode.
Well, you can get it done. No, there are all guys left. I'm being sarcastic. There are all guys left. I'm just joking.
Come
Some
on.
Of the guys that we used to call the matches. Yeah, so, you know, whatever. What are you going to do? Sometimes I got an opinion. What the freak you want me to say? I'm
like, well, that's what we're paying you for.
Told a company line. I got views, thoughts, opinions. You don't like it? Don't listen.
That's Body all. Slams and Beyond.
Yes. This is not the Beyond part. This is the Body Slam part. Seth, go. 10. Who do you got?
All right. I have Dalton Castle at number 10. And I'll tell you why. Because you didn't give that disclaimer before. These are just our list of wrestlers that we think are, you know, for one reason or the other. I put Dalton Castle in because when he comes on the screen, I can't take my eyes off him. He's so charismatic, and he's got, I don't want to take Bobby Roode, but he's got that it factor. And I never even heard him speak. I mean, he just, the way he carries himself.
He's an excellent talent. I totally agree.
And he can wrestle.
He's a tremendous wrestler.
And I think the sky's the limit for this guy.
Yeah, I totally agree. I have no problem with that at all. Yeah, I think it's a good pick.
Cool. Thank you.
What do you think, Mike?
Well, not exactly on my list. I've seen him on Ring of Honor many times. And I think he's one of those guys that would be moving up with the potential to be on a top 10 list. But, again, this is what happens when you open the door to Seth. That's all I'm going to say. Some of this pick's a little questionable.
I don't think so. I like Dalton Castle. Mike, it's my show, so I think it's a good pick.
Top 10?
I don't have him in my top 10.
Thank you. Thank you.
The kid's good, though. The kid can go. The kid's very talented. It's good.
And charisma. He's oozing charisma.
Number 10 for me. Speaking of Ring of Honor.
Seth likes his entourage, too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Who doesn't love the Ring Boys? Come on.
Well, you said it. there's an audio clip for you. I love the Ring Boys.
Oy vey. So, number 10 for me, staying in the Ring of Honor world, we're going to go with Jay Briscoe. So, Jay Briscoe along with his brother Mark. But I tell you, Jay just, you know, just he's just got it. We're staying on that it factor, Bobby Roode thing. Well, Jay Briscoe for me, you're not throwing a flag on Jay Briscoe, are you, today?
No, I'm not. I don't have him on my list. But, of course, you swerved us all last time. You changed the rules midway through and you put the Briscoes in as a tag team.
That's right.
Never heard of such a thing. Top ten current single wrestlers, and he just throws the Briscoes in there because he's the guy in charge of the show. But I'm good with Jay Briscoe, sure.
Yeah, no, the guy's promos are great. His look is great. He's one of the more realistic guys on TV. His physique, the whole look, him and his brother, they're just, you know, I love it. Big fan. So, boom, number nine for Mike Tenay. Go.
You know, the qualities that you just mentioned for Jay Briscoe apply to my number nine. Promo ability, look being so different. In-ring work, solid and yet different from everybody else on the roster. Ring entrance, right up there among the best in the business as well. Number nine for me is Bray Wyatt.
Mm, I know you're a big fan of Bray in that entrance. Yeah, I like that pick. I don't have Bray on my list, but I like that pick. Seth, you like his pick?
You can't argue with Bray Wyatt. I mean, Bray Wyatt's awesome. One of the best, most interesting characters there is today.
I got a feeling I'm just going out on a limb here. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 for the three of us will be kind of different than each other, which I think is cool. I'm a little afraid that maybe our top four might be all similar.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. When I made out the list, that was sort of my opinion as well. Sort of the underneath part, kind of some interchangeable things, personal preferences. Once it gets down to the nitty-gritty in those last couple of picks, I think it's going to be very similar.
Nitty-gritty. You ever seen Nacho Libre? When, what's his name? Jack Black? Goes, let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty.
I don't care if you're a wrestling fan or not. You don't see Nacho Libre. You ought to be like hit by a bus. So, I don't mean that fucking real life, but, you know.
I think
with Seth behind the wheel.
No, Seth under the wheel.
Under the This is my life.
Our new co-host,
the bus driver. All right, go ahead, Cramden. What do you got there?
Like
that, Mike Cramden.
Great. I just want to say, I watch New Japan. Sometimes my girlfriend's in the room saying, "Turn wrestling off." When this wrestler was on, she's like, "Who is that guy? He's amazing." And that's why I have him on my list, because to be able to capture someone else's imagination who doesn't even like wrestling, Kota Ibushi.
Mm.
He's so fast and he's small, but he's strong. His was it Full Nelson Suplex? What's the name for that?
Dragon.
The Dragon Suplex. I never seen anybody do it so fast, where he got someone over his back so quick.
Right.
He's just an amazing talent. I mean, I know he's not, you know, I don't know promo skills.
Well,
in Japan, but
this is the problem I have with you, Seth.
Uh-oh.
And I could hear Tanae's silence speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not often that Tanae's silent.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike and I are on the same page a lot.
Okay.
That's why some people back in the day thought we were a pretty decent team on the air, but guys digress.
You guys were great.
So,
Muttley's laughing already.
Just laughing away. So, here's the dealio, kid. You're just going to pull out guys, right? Just so what? The hardcore internet fans that follow me are going to jump on the Seth Kung Fu Jabba bandwagon. Is that what it is?
I need more people on the bandwagon. Yeah.
Mike, am I wrong?
What
on this
did
guy?
I just, matter of fact, you know what I wrote down next to Kota Ibushi? And this is not a knock on Kota Ibushi.
No.
Love the guy's work.
It's great.
But I just wrote down next to it, Seth playing to his buddies on Twitter.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Dude, you can't work us. It's so transparent.
Right.
You're becoming a parody of yourself on the show.
Let me tell you something. Here's why I made my list. I got my phone out. I wrote the top 10 wrestlers who I think are top 10 wrestlers.
Liar, pants on fire.
Pants are not on fire. They're not at all.
Tell you what's on fire. My neck. It's hot as hell in this place.
Yeah, he took the fan back out.
Yeah, I know.
Technical issues. We'll call you back in a half hour.
All right. Yeah. Tanae, hold the line, okay?
Yeah, hold the line.
You don't have plans today, do you?
Don't worry about it. 5 a.m. Pacific time. Got you covered. Technical issues. Come on, Seth. Tell everybody. Use the dartboard.
Yeah.
I took out my phone, immediately wrote down the top 10. Get that.
That's a fact.
Come on, G. Come on.
I think that last pick you may have had a blindfold. Dartboard.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
All right, here we go. So I'll, you know what? It's like, Seth. You know what? Just I'm done. All right, well, number nine for me is my man from, you see, you guys do the whole big build-up gimmick, you and Tanae. I don't do the build-up. I go, boom, straight forge ahead right into it.
Boom.
Okay, my man Johnny Mundo from Lucha Underground. Okay, big fan of Morrison, John Morrison, for those that remember. That do remember him as John Morrison from WWE, Eminem, and all that stuff. Look, he's just off the chart. Tremendous, tremendous talent, no doubt. Might lack a little bit in the promo department, but as far as his in-ring look, his physicality, what he can do in the ring, he's my number nine. That's it.
Tough to disagree. I don't have him on my list. I would say I had him just outside my top 10. He was on my people that I was considering for my top 10, but I don't have him. But I definitely do not have a beef with Johnny Mundo. Is it my turn? Is it my turn now at 8?
But Seth don't even know who he is. He looked at me like, who's that?
But he's got Kota Ibushi.
Yeah.
I know who Johnny Mundo is. I love John Morrison when he was in WWE, and I've seen him a little bit on Lucha on the YouTube.
Malina. Okay, here we go. So,
funky cold Malina.
Go. You're number 8.
Numero ocho.
Ocho, brother.
That was for you, Taz.
Yeah, Seth has no idea what you're talking about. But
that's good.
Inside joke, bro.
Good. Co-host. look, at number 8 for me is a guy with incredible strength, a guy who has, again, not that cookie-cutter look that you normally see in
Jeep
the
Swenson?
WWE.
Is it Jeep Swenson?
Wait, hold on a second. Again, just outside my top 10 was Jeep
Swenson. Yeah.
But to me, the more I watch each and every week, especially coming off the Raw matches that he had with John Cena, earlier in the year, the tag team that he formed with Kid, I just see this guy each and every week, jumps out at the screen even more, looks like he belongs in the big time. Cesaro, for me, at number 8.
Wow, interesting. Okay. I have him on my list, but look, he's a great, great talent. There's no doubt about it. Definitely. To your point, Mike, the matches he's had as of recent, just, the guy can work, as the old expression goes, he can work with a telephone book. Or a broom.
Or a towel.
Well, see now. See, Mike? He went with the towel.
You opened the door.
See? He went with the towel.
Playing to his buddies again.
Cesaro wears the towel because of Suzuki. That's what people told me on the internet, so I believe that.
Okay.
Jimmy Suzuki? Longtime Japanese photographer?
Long-time personal friend.
I can't talk about it here.
Talk about it here.
Kurt Suzuki.
Call the hotline.
Call the hotline. Oh, jeez. All right, so number 9, you got Cesaro.
That was number 8.
All right, number 8. Now you got Cesaro. All right, good. I don't think you did him a lot of justice there, just my opinion, but I digress.
Really?
Yeah, really. Go ahead, Seth.
I, too, did not do him a lot of justice because I also have Cesaro at number 8.
Oh, ho, ho.
Wow. Well, you're in good company, Mike.
Love it. Love being with Mike.
Yeah. So, boom. My number 8 is a guy that there were flags thrown left and right. And Seth, I'll let you explain why he wasn't on the first time for those that didn't hear it. Randy Orton, the Viper. Randy Orton is my number 8. I don't think you need to talk about his body of work, his success as a world champion, his push, his look, his promos, his legacy, third generation superstar. He's Randy Orton. Boom. He's my number 8. Maybe I didn't do him enough justice, but that's my number 8.
Do you want me to tell why he wasn't on the first one?
I'll tell you what. I'll pick it up from here.
Go ahead.
It's two great minds because I have Randy Orton at number 7. And, we did on social media get a lot of bounce back as far as not having Orton on the list when we did it 8 months ago. But he was injured at the time, right, Seth?
He was injured, yes, sir.
So it was one of those things we were trying to keep it as current as we could. I've got him in at number 7. See the matches that he's had with Rollins a couple weeks ago on Raw. There was a three-way match that I thought was really terrific. Almost like a career resurgence for Randy Orton since he's come back from the injury, but kind of the way I feel.
Well, I'm going to tell you why that happens. And I think you're right. It is a resurgence for Randy. And I know him personally, and I think I could speak on his behalf with this. And I know I would be the same way, and a lot of guys would be that way. He's motivated. He was out hurt. He sees all these young guys coming up from NXT, or newer guys, not just necessarily young guys. And he's an extremely highly competitive guy, Randy, hence his success. And he's not going to let the newer cats outwork him or get his spot. That's Randy, and that's why he's a winner.
Makes sense to me. That's why he's number 7.
Damn Skippy Hippie. All right, boom. Number 7 for you, Seth.
NXT heavyweight champion Finn Balor is my number 7. I've never seen him have a bad match. His entrance is incredible. I love watching him work.
Finn's the man. I love Finn for sure. I have him on my list. Again, you did not do him justice. And that's all I have to say about that. Finn's great, no doubt. Best interest in the wrestling business, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is incredible. And I had him again. I hate to go back to the old cliche about just outside the top 10. I did.
Just
a little bit outside.
Just a little bit.
I guess probably the most high-profile recent match was the match with Owens, right?
Yeah.
I'm with you. He's one of those guys that you can't take your eyes off of him when he's in action.
Great. He's great. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Number seven for me is, going back to the old Ring of Honor, Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal. Jay's been on my show here. Jay's a good friend of mine, and he's a complete beast mode athlete. Great promos. Great charisma. Mike, I know you know Jay very, very well for a long time also. Jay Lethal's my number seven.
A great, great, great pick, especially coming off the 60-minute match recently with Roderick Strong.
Strong, right.
I see him every week on that Ring of Honor show, and you know, he really came out of his shell when he was in TNA as far as becoming that complete wrestler, the one with the great promo ability and the like. And it's really, it's great to see him every week on that Ring of Honor as such a, you know, a polished, almost like that finished product that you see that we knew he was always capable of in TNA. TNA and really put it together in the last years that he was there in TNA, but now sky's the limit for Jay Lethal. I'm with you.
Yeah, man, and he's a great person besides the fact. He's definitely awesome. Number six, Mike, being that you're on your soapbox, why don't you tell me number six?
I'm on a roll. Going to go a little international theme with the next couple picks here. Talked about this the last time that we did.
You're not going Volano number 22.
No, he was. I had him in like Nike number 22.
Oh.
He was number 22 on my list. No, not going with the Vianos here. And Seth brought it up earlier. You know, the ability that we've had now to see this New Japan product on the Access TV show every week has really given it, I think for me, more of a resurgence in my interest in Japanese pro wrestling. Last couple of years, I would watch all the major New Japan pro wrestling matches on my iPad. You know, but there's something to being able to see it on that 65-inch TV screen.
By the way, let me interrupt you, sir. You know what else you can watch on your iPad, iPhone, or tablet is the new Taz show that's debuting September 14th, live daily. Just letting you know that.
Wow.
That could be on your tablet, too.
Very, very nicely done.
No, because I know you're going to need to be...
Didn't even come off like a plug in the least. You know, the people that are out there listening, they'll say, but just the way that he just slid that in. What a pro. They'll say, what a pro.
Just like your plug at the top of the show. Oh, that was subtle. Yeah.
So anyway, number six for me, I'm going to go with the New Japan route, IWGP Heavyweight Champion. Going to go with the Rainmaker Okada at number six. Guys talked about great entrances. This guy has it. The way that they bring it, the top guys in New Japan Pro Wrestling, really is a cut above from an in-ring standpoint. Okada for me at number six.
I think it's an awesome pick. I don't have him on my list. He is on my honorable mention. By the way, the limit on honorable mention is four.
I'm already there.
Yeah, so you can't have more than four. So he is on my honorable mention on number four. I got to be able to understand the promo. I'm just being honest with you.
If you watch the show, the Friday night show on Access, they translate the promos
it's
for
not
you.
Enough. I want to hear him say it, the inflection. I'm all about
he does. He's in the ring. They cut the promo, and they have the translation on the screen. Now, it comes across sometimes a little strange in terms of the translation.
It's not the same. Mike, look, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, Mike, okay? I don't like that. I want to hear
the
guy talk.
Okay, so because you don't speak Japanese, you don't understand Japanese, Okada has no shot with you.
No, I didn't say
ouch.
That. I implied it. I didn't say it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I was just translating. Put that right underneath everything you say.
Still my show. I don't care what you say. Okay, so where are we?
I'm very uncomfortable.
That was my number six. It goes now to your co-host.
Yeah,
thank you, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Taz, I'll take it from here with the number six.
Oh, my Lord. Go ahead.
It's partly sunny skies.
Go ahead, okay. Job boy. Go ahead.
Well, again, I don't know what's going on, but I have Okada at number six as well.
Hey, Hey, that's my guy. That's my guy, Seth.
And I got to give Professor credit. When we first did this show, he had Okada on his top 10 current, and I was not familiar with the Japanese product at all, but I've been watching Axis, and the wrestling is second to none. Those guys hit hard, and it's great wrestling, and Okada's the top of the heap in there. I mean, he's very charismatic, even though he speaks Japanese. he's got the blonde hair. He's great in the ring, and he's one of the best talents in the world, by no doubt.
Nicely done, Seth. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Well, it's funny. Nah, it's actually not funny. All right, so my number, where are we? Six. My number six is Cesaro. So that's my number six.
wait a second. Tanay and I had him at number eight, and we did him a grave injustice.
Yes.
I thought he'd be like number three for you.
No.
Two spots up?
I got him mid-road.
That's a big injustice?
It's a coin flip, Taz.
What the hell are you talking about? There's a big difference between eight and six. What are you guys talking about?
Not really.
Crazy?
You should be 86.
It's not that funny.
I liked it.
Of course, because you're a simpleton.
I'm a simpleton. Right. Yeah. Jobber, simpleton. What else? What other nice things can you say about me today?
I'm going to keep insulting until you stop showing up, okay? And you're not, because you're a mark.
Nah, I love you. So, that's why I want to be with you, Taz. I love you.
I'm going to throw you through the window.
No, you won't.
I digress. Number six is Cesaro. I did do him a better. I did him much better than you guys had him at eight. It's jumping two spots, dude.
Well, did I mention who I have at number five yet?
No, but we got to take a break though, Mike. So you got to hold on to your thought there, champ. All right.
Okay, I'll hold on.
You hold on, buddy boy. All right, we'll be right back with the rest of this crazy, wacky current wrestlers fantasy draft edition for Tanay and Seth over here. We'll be right back. So let me ask you a question. You think we do the show for free, right? It's just like for free because you downloaded it. Well, it's time to pay the bills. Relax. All right, we know it's that time that you got to talk about my crew, my boys over at DraftKings, because it's basically just around the corner. The NFL season's here. All the preseason games are going. Camp is rocking and rolling. There's a lot going on, and you could start your season by winning $2 million in week one of DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. Seth, I know you're big at DraftKings.
I love DraftKings. DraftKings is all over SummerSlam.
Yeah, it was. I was very impressed. Yeah, it's one-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's like a brand-new season every time you play. You just pick your players, pile up the points, pick up your cash. That's it. You're good.
And if you want to win $2 million, do not draft Jordy Nelson. Jordy, unfortunately, tore his ACL, and that really sucks for fantasy guys and DraftKings guys.
I get my fantasy, a lot of my fantasy advice from Professor Vegas, Mike Tanay, who's a big DraftKings guy also.
And he's a good friend of yours, that's why.
Of course.
But now, everyone can get that advice from Professor Vegas.
Yes, that's right. And
download the show.
And you got to get on if you get on that advice from Professor Vegas also from DraftKings. So, look, you've already been scouting players for your season-long fantasy team. Right? You know what you want to do. You got your crew. You're all set. I guess so. Put that knowledge to the test every week this football season at DraftKings.com, where you can turn your love into football for a lifetime of cash. So look, hurry to DraftKings.com right now and use the code TAZ to play for free, guys. That's code TAZ, Taz, to play for free for a shot at $2 million in week one millionaire maker, baby. Enter TAZ, Taz, for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.com. All right, we are back right here on the Fantasy Draft edition of the Human Podcast Machine. My name is Taz. We got Seth, my producer, here jumping on. And we also have Mike today, the professor.
Hello.
The host of the Professor Vegas podcast, Sports Gambling Podcast. Bro, look, I told Nitz over here, Seth, the other day. I said, look, this today's podcast is awesome. I love it. Okay, I'm getting a lot of tips on fantasy. I'm getting all this stuff. We made the announcement. You're going to have a spot, boom, done on the new Taz show, my live daily show. And you're going to have a spot. But here's the thing. We got to work on the name of your show. It's too long, bro.
What? What?
It's too long.
Well, I just call it Professor Vegas. You know, that I go Professor Vegas Sports Betting Podcast just for those who might not know Professor Vegas right off the top. So, in other words, lay it all out there for them, Professor Vegas Sports Betting Podcast, and then they've got it figured out. That way there's no questions.
Okay, who's your number five?
Number five for me. I'm going to stick with that international theme. One more pick here and go with New Japan Pro Wrestling's Hiroshi Tanahashi. The top rival with Okada, obviously, in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Biggest difference that I had when I rated them earlier this year, I went with that age factor, and I gave the nod to Okada at that point. Now that I've had a chance to watch even much closer detail the matches, and a lot of them from a year ago, of course, on the Axis TV show, I'm going to move Tanahashi, especially coming off the G1 Climax win that he had, moving him into the five spot there. High fly flow off the top, tremendous finishing move. Count me in for Tanahashi at five.
Love him. I'm a fan of the guy's work, no doubt. Not on my list, though.
Not on the list.
He's not on my list.
Had to add a little international flavor in at five.
You're just like
the way I am,
Seth. Yeah, no, you want to placate to the people on your Twitter.
Wow, now you're doing it to my professor?
I am doing it to the
professor.
That's
very disrespectful.
Yeah, that's all right. No, that's all right. He's disrespecting me a lot more than you have no idea.
So I just agreed to do the segment on your show and immediately get tossed under the bus.
Well, speaking about that segment, we're going to work on that maybe for the next quarter. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe not right out of the box. Maybe we do that in the
perfect.
Yeah, right when football season's over.
Works for me.
Perfect. I'm in.
So in other words, next quarter we'll start that like the new year. So like this, like we kick off 2016 with that, is what you're saying.
That'd be good. Yeah, right around the golf season.
Great.
Yeah, so
fantasy golf, huge
fantasy
these
golf,
days.
Bro. All right, look, number five. Ooh, people are going to get mad at me. Okay, you go, Seth. You're up.
I got John Cena at number five.
She didn't have any crickets, so do I. He's my five.
And I didn't have him last time because, you know, I don't know. I guess I was kind of over him. But these young guys have breathed new life into him. And the matches he's had with Rollins and Owens.
It's like I said for Randy Orton, he's inspired. Cena's inspired. Yeah. He's getting motivated. He's upped his game, and hey, kudos to him for doing that.
How about getting your nose moved over one side of your face, and then, you know, not losing his temper, not losing his cool, he collected himself and finished a match. I mean, I know a lot of guys do that.
You do it. It's being a pro.
I know, but he's a tough as nails, as you told me.
I told you. Yeah. And the thing is, look, his matches as of late have been, now, of course, he's in there with guys that can really go, but it doesn't matter. It's being pulled out of him, and he's pushing these guys, giving them the rub. They're giving him a different type of rub on air, which is kind of cool, you know, where it's just like I said about Randy Orton, that inspiration thing, that motivation thing. It's working. So Cena's my number five also. What do you got there? You got anything to say about this?
I've got Cena on my list. I think, by the time I get to Cena, I'm going to be putting myself over at that point. So we'll get to that.
Shocking. Buddy. Okay, number four for you, Mike Tanay. You're really
four,
starting to piss
four.
Me off.
This is sort of my ode to the international theme with picks four, five, and six here. Number four, AJ Styles. Level of matches that he's had with New Japan Pro Wrestling, the occasional match these days with Ring of Honor Wrestling. I think it's really AJ at his finest. And again, this is somebody that's called an awful lot of his matches through the years. Just see a career development for him where he's able to take on any style, where he is now able to go with a more physical style from his own terms of offense. And AJ Styles, I think, has to be on anybody's top 10 list these days.
Ooh, yeah, I love AJ's work. Miss calling his matches. I have him honorable mention. He's on my honorable mention. I don't have him on my top 10.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. I went a different route. I'm watching things. I'm seeing things. And that's
things.
You know, I'm just telling you. I got my own perspective on stuff. So I'm sorry.
I'm curious to
guys.
See then where my man Seth has him.
Good. What do you got, Job?
Number four?
Yeah, guy.
I got Brock Lesnar at number four. I mean, he's an attraction, and his matches all have that, like you've said, that main event feel, big fight feel. He brings it. I mean, I know he's not as active as some of the other guys.
Yeah,
but
he's having good matches in a weird way. It's you know, everybody's expecting to see four or five German suplexes from him and all the stuff, and it's just most of the other stuff is a beatdown, maybe a submission here and there. So he's not doing a ton of stuff, but what he's doing does work. I mean, yeah, but also, you know, and I love Brock. I love his work. I don't have him on my top 10, but
really,
I don't. I don't have him on my top 10. Well, because he's not cutting promos either. He's got somebody cutting promos for him.
That's part of the package, isn't it?
You know what? Listen, guy. Okay? Look, you got to have the... This is my 10. I'm not saying my 10 is better than yours, Mike. Seth, I'm not saying it's better than yours. I'm giving you my reasons why I don't have a friend of mine in Brock Lesnar.
Well, I can ask a question, can't I?
What's that?
I can ask a question, can't I?
Well, not really. You know, if you go read the internet and even, you know, look at somebody old, what they used to call, I think they called them dirt sheets years ago. You could read stuff that Taz is always in a bad mood and, you know, argues. So that's what people said about me. So maybe that's true.
That seems strange. You know, you and I worked together for about, 28 years. I don't think that I ever saw that side of you.
I was always a
maybe
very nice
once
man.
With Todd Kennelly. I'm not.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't?
I wasn't me, buddy.
Somebody. Anyway.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I don't have him on my list, dude. I don't have Brock on my list. I don't know why I'm getting yelled at by Mike Taylor.
I'm very disappointed.
He's like, really? Oh, my God, you don't have him?
It's Brock Lesnar.
So odd. I love him, but he's having good matches that are really pushed and built hard. He's got the machine behind him big time. That helps, and he's delivering.
You just made all my points.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's not for me. It's not the full package, you know. And I didn't have.
I'll talk about him when we get to my pick.
No sense arguing
about it now.
I hear you. Am I up?
You're up.
You probably don't even like Mike anymore now.
I don't.
Mike, you know, Mike, you're the only guy that Taz likes.
Actually, he used to be.
You know, he asked me, we're hiring somebody, and he said, well, I like him. And at first I said, yeah. And I said, wait, no, you won't like him, Taz, because you don't like anybody except Mike Tenay. And he writes back, true.
True. And he's not sure about me 5 days of the week.
Especially today. No, my number four is Finn Balor. Balor. That's my number four. We talked about his entrance, his in-ring ability. We talked about Finn. I just think he's what's on point today. He really is. He probably needs to work on his promo skills a little bit. You know, but he.
Oh, but we can overlook it for Finn Balor, but we can't overlook it for Brock Lesnar.
No, but
I see how it works.
No, but Finn doesn't have another person cutting promos for him, and I'm not saying Brock needs that. Brock can talk. But the package with him and Paul obviously is great, and it works. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, God, I mean, it's like, I think Finn belongs where he belongs. I think he belongs in that four-hole. That's it. I think he's a perfect spot there. And, again, Mike, I know you're a big Brock Lesnar fan. I didn't know it was that big, but okay, cool.
Number three for me, John Cena. I had John Cena at number three when we did this in January. And I fast forward these 8-9 months. And what I've seen is Cena, and you guys covered this, so we don't need to really repeat this, but the physical quality of the matches that he's had, the pay-per-view matches that this guy delivers on a regular basis. And I think from the fan standpoint, that we will see a respect level for him growing after his ability to come back from the broken nose. And Ed, Taz, like you said, not the first guy that's ever wrestled with a broken nose in a wrestling match.
Right.
But I think the way that the WWE, that they went out of their way to promote the fact that he was able to come back, the Today Show appearances that the guy made after that, I think we are going to see a little bit better respect level from the fans overall. Although the fact that he's polarizing, it's the key to his character, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. No doubt. No argument here. Him in the three spot. I agree, Mike. Totally. Good points on that. What do you got there? Seth, number three.
At number three, I have KO. Kevin Owens. Nice. At number three. He's awesome on all levels.
Tremendous.
I mean,
he's
great wrestler.
List. He's on my list.
Haven't seen him have a bad match ever. He's a great heel in the sense that just when you want, if you cheer for him, he'll turn that cheer around in a second. He just knows how to do it.
He does.
He's great all around. I don't see any flaws in his game. Some people may have a problem with him. He's a little bit of a belly, but that he's his own character. I mean, I think that's a great thing. I think it's a positive that he has his own look and
yes,
everything.
Yes, and he's on my list, and I agree. As far as his look and all that stuff, he looks real. He looks like a fighter, and that's what fighters should look like. Well, fighters could be muscular and ripped. Or fighters could be tall. Some fighters are short. Some are heavy. Some are thin. I mean, fighters are fighters. It's, everybody should be different. You go in an ice cream shop. Some guys want vanilla. Okay, some guys want chocolate. You know, I give my ice cream shop analogy. Some guys want the rocky road. Okay, you don't want to walk in an ice cream shop and everybody's got vanilla. What do you got? Vanilla. Oh, wait, you don't have... What about some pistachio or cake batter? No, you don't... Wait, you don't have rum raisin? No, I got vanilla, bro. Well, guess what? I'm going down the block. I'm going to Buffy's ice cream shop where he's got everything. Buffy's got everything.
Buffy's the man.
Yeah, you need that. You see, Mike, you get the analogy?
Can I make a comment about Kevin Owens? Is it my turn to at least do that?
Yeah, sure, Mike.
I know he's the internet darling. I know that everybody thinks Kevin Owens is the greatest, but I don't exactly drink the Kool-Aid to the point that while I do not have him in my top 10, and I know you guys have him ranked very, very highly. At the same time, I recognize what he's been able to do since he arrived in WWE. You pointed out the great matches that he's had. I wonder, though, long term, and for what he's done in the last couple of months, great. Not going to take that away. Taz, long term, do you see Kevin Owens, let's say, either being a WWE champion or headlining WrestleMania at that level? Do you see that happening?
Well, it's not a simple answer. If you would have asked me that before he debuted there with NXT, I would have said no way.
Okay.
But seeing the way they're pushing a Samoa Joe, or what they've done with Kevin Owens in NXT as a champion, with the stuff with Cena and all the minutes and time and pomp and hype that Kevin Owens gets on Raw, I got to tell you, you might not believe that, Mike, but yeah, I do think that he could headline. I can see WWE having him headline WrestleMania.
I guess as I look at the WWE product, and you know, I've watched it as much as anybody through the years, the way that the WWE presents their top talent, what they want the fan to have the vision of what that WrestleMania headliner or what that world champion should look like. And I'm not saying that this is right. I'm telling you what they do in terms of a company. I don't think that he makes it to that top level because of that. And again, not a knock on his work. Enjoy the guy's work. The matches that he had, like you guys mentioned with Cena, enjoyed them very much. But I think just because of the direction that that company normally goes in and the fact that they've done it for so many years, I don't think he reaches that top level. Just my opinion.
I got to tell you, Mike, some would throw a flag that think he might be at that top level now.
No, I don't think so. You guys obviously do. You have him right
please,
up at the top of the list.
Stop saying you guys. I don't lump me in with this guy.
Come on, what the hell, Mike?
You're your team partner.
You guys. Because we both have him ranked high, so Mike's got me lumped in with you now.
It happens.
Birds of a feather.
All right, what are we on? Number three for me, right?
Correct.
Boom, I'm going in fact to Bobby Roode. I mean, we talked a lot about Bobby. Bobby is my... You know, my number three, Bobby's got the whole deal, everything. So, love Bobby Roode, no doubt.
You know, the only reason I have Bobby on my top 10 is because it doesn't seem like he's, you know, he's great talent, no doubt, but it doesn't seem like he's kind of not in the main event at TNA right now. I just feel like it's a little bit...
He don't have to be.
Right?
Is that his fault?
No, I'm not saying anybody's fault, but I just feel like he's not in the spotlight as much as he was, you know, back when we did this 7 months ago.
But dude, you don't have to be in the spotlight to be a top guy.
And to me, there's other guys that are being showcased more and doing more, that's all.
Whoever is showcased has nothing to do with your opinion on where they should be in the top 10. It can be because of that you like the way that the guy's being pushed. But, I mean, the series of matches that Roode and Aries recently had with the Wolves on TV, just tremendous tag team wrestling. Not Bobby Roode's fault that he wasn't put in a singles program until Aries left the company.
Right.
True.
Totally agree. And Bobby Roode's the type of guy that if you have a new championship, a title, that you want to have that belt, the actual belt made, you give it to a guy like Roode. He'll make the belt where the belt won't make him. He's made already. Same thing with John Cena. They put that U.S. belt on John Cena. John Cena made that belt, and the push made the belt. That belt means something. It means more than the Intercontinental belt.
True.
Agreed, Mike?
Agreed.
Boom. Number two for you. Here we go. Getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Yes, we are. Here we go. So we're not necessarily totally agreeing here, but I think this is probably one that you guys will jump on my bandwagon. Number two for me is Seth Rollins. Going to admit, when we did it back in January, my term was that I had Rollins, I think, at number 11 at that point. I was wrong. And the guy's proven it is since January.
I agree.
Sort of culminating with the SummerSlam match with Cena. But it's more of a body of work. It isn't just that one match. It's what we've seen out of the guy. The amount of promo time that they give him shows you just how serious they are about getting behind him. I figure you guys have other good things to say, so I'm not gonna continue, but I have Seth Rollins at number two.
No argument for me on that. I mean, he's great, no doubt. What do you have at two, Seth? Seth Rollins? Because we all have him. No, okay, what do you got?
No, I have AJ Styles at number two.
Okay.
Just, you know, again, catching up on New Japan and the fact that he goes to ROH. And I agree with what Mike said earlier. He's taken it to another level. He's awesome. And he has a great match every time out, too. Like, you know, that's what I look at with this top 10. The guys have great matches.
AJ's been awesome for years. I mean, he doesn't change.
I think he's even gotten better. I mean, I don't know. I think the Bullet Club thing really works for him. And he's,
no doubt.
And the physical nature of the Japanese wrestling style, it works. He
fits perfect in it.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
It's great.
And good call.
I would say my number two is, we talked about him a lot, so we could just, Kevin Owens is my number two. So Kevin Owens, my number two. I just, you know, everything we talked about, we talked a lot about Kevin, so no reason to go more.
And one other thing you said about his weight, it doesn't stop him from doing anything in the ring.
He's highly athletic. I mean, he's very fleet-footed for a man his size.
100% in agreement on all of that. That wasn't my point, why I said he wouldn't get pushed. He can do all of those things, but just judging by the WWE and the way they've promoted for decades and decades, does he have the look that they are always going to promote? That was the point that I wanted to bring up.
John Cena had the physique, but I remember when John Cena was wearing hip-hop shorts and Reebok pump-up sneakers and
hot t-shirts. At that time.
What's that?
That was hot at that time also.
But I'm just saying, he wasn't wearing trunks and, you know, or tights. He looked different. He was, you know, he did, and I don't know.
It's going to be great. Time's going to tell, right? One of us is going to be right. One of us is going to be wrong.
Yeah,
that's why we do these lists.
You'll be wrong tonight.
We'll see.
You think everyone should be built like Paul Roma? Come on. So anyway, what are we up to? I lost the trains of four.
I think we're up to number one, right?
Yeah.
This is it, guys.
Can you believe it's come this far, guys? We're at the number one. And a drum roll.
We've been waiting since 6 a.m.
Are we getting a drum roll?
No more drum.
5 a.m. Pacific.
The drum broke. The drum skin broke. What do you got? Who's your number one, Mike? Go for it.
Number one for me, Brock Lesnar.
No wonder why you were getting hot.
I was steaming in January when you didn't have him in the top 10, and I'm even more PO'd now.
Oh, God. Listen,
just give me 30 seconds on Brock Lesnar, and I'll lay out.
I would love to time you. Go ahead, go.
Here we go. Set the clock.
Go.
The most believable person in professional wrestling. An absolute definition of attraction, and I think that was the word that Seth
used. Well, thank you for
earlier.
Making my point clear, because that you're right. He is the most believable guy. That's because he is the most believable guy. That I agree. But
the combination with Paul Heyman, it's absolute, and Heyman uses these terms, but it is must-see TV. It is that one part of Monday night that you're looking forward to when you know that Lesnar's going to be on the show. How many people in 2015 are actual draws to where you say to yourself, I've got to buy a ticket, I've got to buy a pay-per-view or the network to see that one person wrestle? And for me, it's Brock Lesnar. That's my 30 seconds.
I don't disagree with anything you said. I don't. But the thing that, where I said my point was made, is Seth referenced it earlier, you just referenced it again, and it's an accurate statement. He's definitely an attraction. He's not on all the cards. He's not wrestling full time. He's on all the big matches, and he does a great job. And again, I love Brock. Don't get me wrong. I love him. If I was making a roster, I'd have him on my roster in a heartbeat. Love him professionally. Love him personally. Friends with him. But I just think he's not a five-star match guy. That's not his thing.
Wow. I think it transcends the rating of a match when you know the physicality that you're going to get. And I'm surprised that that came from you, that he's not that five-star match guy. I think just in anticipation of the physicality, in anticipation of the legitimacy that you're getting from this athlete, not,
why are you surprised for me? Why am I disappointed in you, Mike?
Just
why?
Because I thought you would have more respect for what Lesnar brings, and the fact that he's attraction and attraction to me makes it all the more deserving.
Respect.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
He just laid it down.
Gee, when he crickets.
Go ahead, Professor.
Somebody's got to be controversial on this show. Buried Kevin Owens earlier.
Burying me. I'm the host.
Nobody's happy with Tanay.
This one, I just gave you a segment on my friggin' show, and you're over here ripping me. No, look, it's not. You don't mean respect. Like, you're not saying that I don't respect Brock Lesnar.
No. I'm saying what he is as a character.
Right.
There's nobody like him in the business today.
Are you saying that similar characters of past, mine could have fit into that mold?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That was the point that I was trying to make. I just thought that you would have, and it's not respect isn't the right word totally. That's not the right word. That you would have him ranked higher because of your character in the past, exactly.
Okay, well, here's my point on that, and thanks for saying that and clearing it up. Here's my thing. I never was a five-star match guy. That wasn't my style. I was an attraction. I had a lot of similarities to what Brock does, no doubt. Before him, obviously. But if there was a list being done when I was still an active wrestler, especially ECW, I wouldn't expect to be on no one's list. I would expect Van Damme on it. I would expect obviously Sabu on it. I would expect even Raven on it. You know, those type guys. You know, the Eliminators or the Dudleys. I wouldn't put me on that list. I was an attraction, and I could have a really good match, and I could entertain the people. But I was, you know, people wanted to see me. You know, they wanted to see an intimidation suplex deal and a choke. And a promo with a catchphrase, and that's what I was.
And I think that Lesnar has taken that same type of package, and he's taken it to where he now has risen above everybody else in the business. In-ring ability, like you said, maybe not the five-star match, but believability.
Oh, wait, now you're backtracking.
No. That was never one of the reasons why. Mm. It's just believability, legitimacy, the fact that it is must-see. The package with Heyman, to me, it's perfect. It's perfect. That's why I had Lesnar at one.
What's your number two, Seth? Enough, because today's really getting me hot. I'm
we
number
agree
one
to eight. Disagree.
What's your number one? We just disagree. How about that? Seth, who's your number one?
Can we talk about Brock a little more?
Okay.
My number one is Seth Rollins, and you know, he really sealed the deal for me at SummerSlam, and we talked about SummerSlam in our review, and I said to Taz, I said, after watching the match with Cena, there is nothing that he can't do in the ring.
Yeah.
And his promo ability and everything, it's amazing that when the Shield was around, he seemed like the late last guy who was going to make it, and he passed those guys, flew by him, and to me, he all around is unquestionably the number one guy.
My number one is Seth Rollins also. I completely agree with everything you just said. I thought this guy was the number one guy when he was Tyler Black back in the day in Ring of Honor. I mean, yeah, the guy just has the total it, you know. So he's my number one too.
I will say that Taz was pointing that out to me on a regular basis several years ago, that Rollins would be the guy going forward. You're right, off of his ROH work.
I never even met the young man. I don't even know. I don't know him. I never met him.
I don't either.
I'm sure if I met him, he probably wouldn't like me. But that's the way it goes. You know, it's usually the normal deal. So anyway, that that's it. In the honorable mentions, here's my honorable mentions, guys. I have AJ Styles. Definitely on an honorable mention for sure. Okada, definitely on my honorable mention.
And quickly, my honorable mentions, and I know this is going to sound strange after what we talked about earlier, but I do have Kevin Owens on my honorable mentions. Finn Balor I had on there. And Nakamura from New Japan Pro Wrestling. And Neville, a nod too. Those are my honorable mentions.
Yeah, he's also on my honorable mention. And also Wade Barrett. Yeah.
You broke your own rules.
I got six. I'm the host. I got six guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I got six guys.
We should do a top 10 with 11 honorable mentions.
Let's just keep going.
That's funny. That's a good one. What do you got, Seth? I got to wrap this thing up. Yep. I got things to do.
I also have Nakamura because even without understanding Japanese, he's so charismatic and tells a story in the ring. He's great.
He does.
Randy Orton I have on there as well, and Dolph Ziggler because, you know, I'm a big Dolph Ziggler fan. That's how much this has changed, though. Yeah, I went from Dolph number one 7 months ago to honorable mention.
Things change. There's a push, then there's a deep push, and now I digress.
Okay.
So that was it. Hope you guys enjoyed this edition of the Fantasy Draft Edition of the Human Podcast Machine. For Seth, for the Professor Mike today, make sure you listen to Mike's podcast, the Professor Vegas podcast on play.it.
Cha-ching.
So check that out. And I am Taz, and I hope you guys enjoyed this. Stay tuned for some more stuff next week. We're coming up on the Taz Show, coming at you live September 14th. Mike, today, thank you again for accepting the offer to have a segment on the show.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, guys.
Looking forward to that. And that's it. I'm Taz. You're not. See ya.